Hey there, my divine family. Charlene L. IVL. And this is The Word. The first day of the week, the 28th upon July 2019, the 12th hour, which is noon. The highest point where the sun rises and the stars bow from the blue clouds that hides away to not overpower, which cannot overpower the true source or not magnify themselves with the sun, but to bow and leaving the sun to the kingdom upon his throne to shine. And only in the day that shines with the sun that can be seen in perfect times, certain situations and moments in life, you will see a symbol of the sun in the morning with the moon and the stars. These three were seen at the beginning. Some call this the order of Ra, Amun, Amun-Ra. But these are just ancient sayings upon our divine papyrus translated into the extension of this time that we live in now. For the sun magnifies the moon, the sun being the ruler of the day, the moon the ruler of the light of the night. Which the two, the Adam, the Eve, gave birth to child, the living. For through Eve, through the morning, the sons of God manifest. Some have fallen, even some casted away and out due to their evils. But surely no holiness still reigns. The sons of God, the holy angels, the goodness of this divine and royal family tree of a angelic hierarchy of gods, of lords, a lord-like hierarchy, or a lordship. The descendants of God, the royal bloodline, manifesting in this flesh. This flesh, we call it the body. We call human or man. But we are merely spirit, soul, burning fire through our hearts, our solar plexus, with our hearts, the four chambers, igniting that fire of life in us. The AV node, SA node, the electricity, the electricity, the elect, the tri, the three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, city. All you are protected in this city, if you discern. For there are those who came and was not anointed or ordained to speak on high orders or secrets. But yet, forgetting and not knowing by revealing these things is this a strong error placed upon them. To have those who are not ordained to teach and cause those to error even more, and to worship things that they shouldn't worship, that is material, and not taught by the true high priest to see these things as symbols, and to break down these things correctly so that we will not lose our souls. In the beginning was the Word. John chapter 1 speaks of this highlight, this light up high. For is not the Son power, solar, electricity, does not heat placed upon coal bring more heat and power? Is not your power plant use some of these tats? Is it not upon the evening or night, when those feel as though the sun has rested and there is no shine, but the reflection and essence of its own light by the moon reminds you of that light there, and the thundering and lightning verily is a source of energy as well. In an ancient time, when those who looked at our ancient ordinances of secrecy they saw some of these things and gave names or identified these things with names: Ra, Zeus. Not to utter these things to say these are idols for you to not worship, but only and merely symbols of your own essence, translated by others, and has allowed you to be confused and afraid and fear that you may see that you would do the wrong thing and cast yourself away. But these things are confirmed in Scripture by correction. For as said before, only the king and high priest is what the people, the faces, the flock sees before them and shall and should see, while those disciples, Levites, apostles, prophets, keep thy chambers holy, and thy things sacred, and thy order strong, by sure statutes, commandments, and miraculous ordinances given by the Most High. For upon the energies, looking upon the skies, what is the Most High to your perspective in life? When you leave home and look outside among the trees and nature, what is high? Surely the sun rises in the east, sets in the west, and resurrects again. But upon rest the stars are there, for even the stars obey the sun and bow and move away upon rising in the morning. And those that only gain approval is that star of the east and that moon that from time to time you see in the day upon the morning, how the sun rises upon day, and the moon is there upon the heavens, the sky, and that star lingering shine from the beginnings of morning and the rising of the sun. But discern See for thyself, for you are not dealing with other things. When you hear this, meaning you are not dealing with other religiosities in which copied or mimicked or used by mirroring our spiritual systems to bring about their annotations, their perspectives upon translation, for them to over enter and understand and stand on knowledge. But we, the ancient ones, knew. We know surely what these things meant. But now things have fallen and become confounded, misinterpreted. And the flock think the dark forces have a lot of answers, which brings fear to their heart. Oh, they don't. The Most High has all the answers, all knowing, all seeing. It says the light travels into the underworld, consumed by the serpent. Does not the Most High shine in all regions to see all things and know all? How can greatness be consumed? This is symbolism. And those are afraid of symbols and listen to man who has put evil upon these things to scare you and lead you astray. For again, did not Mosiah Moses use serpents, ordered and commanded by the Most High? Does not the adder, bite upon the heels of the rider that is trampling and trotting upon the wrong path to cause the rider to fall? Of course, there are negative implications upon this, and shown and proven by scripture, by ancient recordings, clay tablets, ancient and old descriptions on walls and artifacts, telling the same story, even into the Far East, into the Middle East is what they say, and to the center and to the west, however you place these positions upon your mind. For does not the defibrillator revive the heart by electricity or power or jewels? We surely have power. We give not 10%, and which we shall. For wasn't in the day, did you discern or see by historical study of a people who held currencies of Benjamins and Franklins in their pockets, paying a tithing of 10%. Yes, they had tokens and forms of currency by coins and other aspects, but the main aspects in which we held had and held and withhold and just keep us preserved in our profits, whereby cattle, land, by trade, and other things in those times. So did not these give 10% of their flock as an offering or sacrifice, not necessarily to conduct some prophetic or miraculous thing, but to give your 10%, your offering, knowing that your God is true. So 10% was given by the giving of the best of their flock, not giving the Most High something unholy with blemishes, a symbol of evil upon these souls, filth upon their divine and sacred clothing, may not divine no more. Robes of filth, aprons of blood and sin and wickedness, and not the blood of goodness. Do they not call the cattle, the livestock, a stock? A stock which was used in the past days, now in the modern day, our stocks are by currency with foreign faces. Not giving no harm to anything foreign, but we see the discernment throughout histories of dealing with others, and giving our glorious spiritual selves. It surely came to pass and surely happened in our histories. Always deemed spiritual people, but yet always conquered. But not by the enemy as invading our goodnesses, in which we always were protected in righteousness, and the Most High always had us in his hand. But when we turned away and worshiped him not, we fell victim to others, the hands of man to be held captive. So we fell by removing ourselves from our ancient things, our true orders, pissing off, angering the true Father, who allows you to be in the hands of your enemy. They say the sky, the earth, the underworld. We say heaven, heaven on earth, and the kingdom of heaven. For surely I dreamed of these places, place where the Hebrews rise upon lift and are preserved in the end forever into eternity. The heaven on earth, the beauties and colorfulness of these souls of unique nationalities of all. Only the soul and spirit has made it. It's no concern to what you look like to make it. But those of evil who look alike, do alike. And this great party in its place, where there's light there, but as if a evening light or a morning light. Happy faces, fun, I've seen many people in these places. I could even identify some of these people that are there, that we sit and watch upon our TVs or listen upon our radios or see upon the heads in the forefront of our communities, governments, families. Yet I try not to elaborate on these things because it tends to give confusion and causes the soul to be only interested in these things as if there were gossip and missing the true message, the true light that shines. Let there be light. For light was allowed. Let there be light. It was always there with the Creator. Always. For isn't knowledge light, seeing light, and shining light all one? For the Most High knew before creation what will be created. They say in the black hole, the Big Bang, an accidental happening started all this, which is foolery. But the Most High, with His seed of light, bringing upon this chaotic orgasmic energy upon the spiritual heaven, the Ma, bringing mist upon her and implanting goodness, giving a blast of creation, giving you the root of all goodness. The sun and the moon, the Adam and Eve. Let me move on. For it seems sometimes when I break down things, it becomes more confusing. And I try not to. But things should be edified and confirmed by your study, by your seeing, with your eyes. For you are spiritually an adult. Yes, you are spiritually an adult. To seek these things thyself instead of being pampered and spoon-fed certain verses so you could be happy for the moment and step out into this world and lose your faith and be discouraged again, thinking that this is a world day in, day out of struggle, of work, enslavement, and not putting forth your fruits, your works, true works. For true works vitality is not work. It doesn't feel as work. It doesn't feel like work. But moving on. O ancient ones, the sun is the vitality of you. Melanin is married to the sun, dancing in its pigment by the rays of the sun, communicating, responding, changing hue by this glorious light, a symbol of the Creator of all that gave light, that gave vision, that in the beginning upon the void was light, to let there be light and allow that light to shine. For the sun is vitality, vitamin D, the fourth letter, igniting the solar plexus with the four chambers of their heart, pumping blood flow of goodness into into the chambers of your temple for your light to shine and to see, truly see, the goodness of your Creator, the grace. For this vitality builds upon immune systems that we have, our immune system. And as you listen to the breakdown, Amun Ra. Symbol of power. Symbol of the sun upon the heads of the glyphs, being with that, with those families. No need to go through the names, for we are ancient. It builds bone strength. It builds muscles. It's vital to the muscles, bone, and immune system. Your son, yes. But we complain because of our diets and habits. We complain about heat, exhaustion. When the sun always shines. So why complain now? For you do not know the withstanding and capacities of your solar plexus, of your melanin. For did not the floods come in the days of Noah? Yes, 40 days it rained, but do you not discern the magnification upon the sun, upon the moon, and the moon shining even more, rising the tides, affecting the water tables, the wells beneath the earth, bringing it through and fro the grounds, filling up. And causing flood. Doesn't that say in the end times, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, being the light, can you not imagine that? Even by simplicity, if this simply means that the sun shall be magnified more, causing the moon to shine even more. Always representing these being a light to you, with the Son of God and the Lamb of God. Doesn't the sun rays bring forth vitality to nature? The generator, and allows nature to grow and photosynthesis and the vitamin D's and these things from the sun, allowing us to operate, charging us as a battery. And does not the sun also destroys, if it intensifies, it causes famine and other things? Things change from the generator, operator, and destroyer, God, or Haya.